Ben had just made it past the funeral pyre and was only 3 steps from the jungle when he felt Abeloth's corpse being drawn back into the courtyard. Cursing under his breath, he snatched the lightsaber from his belt and began to pull harder, then heard a familiar female voice behind him.
Oh, no you don't, Ben. That wasn't part of the deal.
Ben exhaled in frustration and, pulling harder than ever, spun around to find Vestara pursuing him around the pyre. Coming around the other side was Talon himself, his lightsaber in hand and his eyes burning orange with rage. Luke and Kai remained out of sight beyond the pyre, still arguing and, judging by their force auras, unaware of what was happening on the other side of the flames.
Well done, Vestara.
Talon ignited his crimson blade and started to circle toward Ben's flank.
See to Abeloth. I'll handle the boy.
A pang of sadness and loss shot through Vestara's force aura, but she merely inclined her head.
As you wish, Lord Talon. I'm just glad I was right.
She began to exert herself more fully in the force, pulling hard enough that Ben knew it would prove impossible to hold the body and defend himself from Talon. He reached for his father in the force and cursed.
Ah, Bloa!
Talon sprang, coming in fast and hard with a vertical slash that felt almost contemptuous in its power and bluntness. Ben easily pivoted aside, simultaneously releasing Abeloth's body and sending it toward the pyre with a powerful force shove. Then he continued his pivot and landed a spinning back kick square in the small of Talon's back and began to think he just might win this fight. And that, of course, was a very bad mistake. Instead of flying splay-limbed into the jungle as Ben had expected, Talon used the force to plant himself like a tree and did not budge a centimeter. Ben's knee buckled, slipping, popping, and erupting in dull, aching pain. In the next instant, Talon's elbow was slamming into his temple, landing with such bone-crunching power that had Ben not used the force to send himself cartwheeling away sideways, the fight would have ended right there. Ben was still tumbling when he saw Talon's crimson blade slashing for his midsection. He brought his own lightsaber around to block and felt the invisible hand of the force pushing his arm aside, leaving a clear path for the High Lord's strike.
Wait!
Vestara's voice boomed across the courtyard like a thermite detonation.
It's a trick!
A trick?
Talon echoed. Ben suddenly found himself hanging upside down, his ankle locked in the High Lord's crushing grasp, and his eyes fixed on the crimson blade that was no more than a centimeter from pushing into his chest. In the next instant, Luke and Gavar Kai came rushing around the pyre together, their lightsabers ignited, but not yet crossing. When they saw the situation and how close Ben was to death, both men stopped in their tracks. Talon glanced at them only briefly, then looked back toward Vestara.
Explain.
They switched bodies,
Vestara said.
I don't understand how, but they did.
Ben turned his head toward her voice and found her standing next to the pyre, using the force to levitate the corpse over which they had been fighting. The bloody shroud had been torn away during the tug of war, and now he could see that the corpse was not Abeloth's at all. In fact, it wasn't even female.
This isn't Abeloth,
Vestara continued. She floated the corpse toward Talon, and Ben found himself looking at a much battered but still recognizable male face.
It's Dion Stad!